Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Is America broken? Are they trying to break America? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about President Trump. We're going to talk about the United States of America and the direction it is headed in. But I have a very, very special guest to come on with me to have the discussion about all of this. And I think everyone should really, really be mindful about how and why this is actually happening in our country. The person I am talking about, everyone knows, I really don't even need to give an introduction for this lovely young lady because everyone knows exactly who she is. But Diamond and Silk, right? Silk of Diamond and Silk. She is the host of Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live, the show that airs Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Central on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV. She is still President Trump's most loyal supporter. I don't know. I might have to arm wrestle for that one, but, it is what it is. But to have this discussion, Silk, thank you so much for coming on with me. It's a blessing and an honor to have you join me.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, I don't have a problem arm wrestling you for the position, darling.
You know, a lot of liberals would get upset, but listen to that. They're trying to be so who can be the most loyal to President Trump. You know, we love President Trump because he loves America and he loves everyone in America. And they can't understand that. They make everything about racial, races, women, everything. Everything when they look at President Trump, they make it racially related. Why do you think they continue to do that when we already know it's not true and they know that we know it's not true?
Well, first, they can't do it with us because we're both black. But now the reason why they love doing that is because they love to sow division. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything that can keep us divided, then we're not united. Everybody is fighting one another. Yes. And that's where they thrive at in actually stealing our country and our wealth. Okay. So as long as they can keep us looking over here instead of at them, that's what they want to do. So by any means necessary, race, sex, ideology, anything that they can do to keep us divided, blame the other person. Listen, they've been doing it for decades and they're not going to stop right now. The deal is we have to go from woke to being awake. Okay. Awaken to the hoop lie, awaken to their lie, awaken to what they've been doing to our country to literally destroy it. Yes. The question that you ask is, are America broken or are they trying to break America? The answer to that is they're trying to break America. America is America.
Yes.
America is the greatest country. All right. Okay. So America is America. It's these evil demonic demons.
Yes.
That's in America that's trying to break America systematically is what they're trying to do. I believe them, the demons, honey, yeah. Not America.
Yeah, I always refer to them as demoncrats because they're all demonic. They all support everything that's evil. They support sexualizing children. They support putting a dress on a man and then trying to force us to call this man a woman. They're allowing men to go into the restroom of little girls. And this is nothing but 100% perversion being pushed by the Democrat Party. And I believe they're doing this right now to the extreme, and partly because of President Trump.
Let me say
this really quick.
The
reason why I say they're doing it partially because of President Trump, because President Trump came along and people started paying attention. That's
right.
Why I say that.
Exactly. Well, let's look at who's running our country. All right. We have pedophiles running our country. I don't even have to say allegedly because Jim Crow Joe Biden is on video sniffing little children.
Yep.
All right. So we have pedophiles. We have perverted bastards that's running our country into the ground. All right. So that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. All right. But now as it pertains to President Donald J. Trump, yes, they do not like him because he's not part of the good old boys. All right. He is a businessman, not a career politician. All right. And what you see running our country into the ground are these career politicians that don't mean this country any good. They're working for their own need, which is money. Okay.
Yeah.
They're not working for the need of the people. They're not working for the will of the people. You know, I was sitting back, Will, and I was just thinking, we have all of these three letter organizations around here that's supposed to be here to protect the people of America.
Right.
And I'm like, can you name one thing that they've protected us from? Huh? Can you name one thing?
You know, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. We have open borders. We have a food crisis. We have an oil crisis. We're on the verge of going World War III. And we have people coming into the country killing Americans. The fentanyl killing Americans. They're not protecting us from anything.
Anything. And so we're talking about giving the FBI all of this money to build another camp for them, you know? So all of this money that's being allocated to these three-letter organizations, why do we even have them? I continuously say that when President Donald J. Trump get back in, the first thing he need to do is dismantle all of these three-letter organizations. Somebody said dismantle them and rebuild them. I said, no, just dismantle them. They don't need to be rebuilt because they're not working for the will of the people. They're not out there seeing who's really, truly terrorizing American citizens. They're going after American citizens and labeling us as domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't let me break it on down for you, Will, because you know I will.
No, but that's so true. That's so true. Yeah. You have illegals coming to the country, killing Americans, and then they're letting these illegals back out. The guy that killed Lakin Raleigh, they let him back out. They let him back out. I mean, what in the world is happening here? But if an American, for example, like President Trump, doesn't even break the law. So they're making up laws as they go along to try to pin it on President Trump. But then you actually have hardened criminals attacking police officers, beating them up on camera, mind you, killing American citizens, and then they let them right back out on the street. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. They're not being held accountable for anything. But President Trump, oh, that's a different story.
And not only that, we're supposed to have an opposing party called the Republican Party, all right? That's supposed to be able to fight back against all of this persecution that these individuals are doing to President Trump and the American citizens. Where are they at? Okay. Where are they at on this?
Exactly.
They're doing absolutely nothing. You know, Will, I call them trans Republicans. Ooh. They're truly Democrats. And what they're doing is posing as Republicans. They trans Republicans. That's what I call them.
Yeah. Do you think now that Laura Trump is, you know, she's a co-chairwoman of the RNC. Do you think we're going to actually see some changes happen coming out of the GOP now? Or do you think that they're inside fighting her?
The latter. They're inside fighting her, period, because she's not
part
of their circle. Look, this has always been the system, okay? It's always been their dynasty, all right? They feel like they are supposed to be whoever's next in line, like Hillary Clinton, and then so forth and so forth. They already have that allocated. That's part of their system. President Donald J. Trump has come in and have uprooted that, and they don't like that.
Yes.
All right? They don't like that. So when it comes down to Laura Trump, I hope that she do her best at fighting these evil demons, because they are going to fight her tooth and nail to the very end. They don't want their system uprooted. Listen, GOP, Grand Old Party, keyword being old.
Yes.
They've been sitting there roosting for a very long time doing the same old thing, and it have not been benefiting the American people. It's been benefiting their pocketbook.
100%. They believe doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. But I don't even think they expect different results. They're happy with bending over for the Democrats, and then they stay bent over and they turn around and looking at the Democrats saying, how long do I need to be down here? right? No. I mean, this is what the Republican Party. That's why I refer to it when it comes to President Trump, the MAGA Republican Party, right? Because we want America to be great again. They have an issue with that. Let me ask you this. So there's a Mad Maxine. I call her Mad Maxine. She went on the MSDNC and she's saying that basically we need to get Trump because Trump is a threat. She's saying that President Trump is going to lose in November and then we're going to see a whole bunch of so-called, I don't think she says white supremacists, but she's alluding to it, that they're going to be attacking people in certain communities. If I can, let me play the video for you where her talking about this. Listen to what she's saying here.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
Okay. You know, first, before I go another further, I have to just say she do look like a James Brown reject. I just have to get that out there, okay?
James Brown with a wig.
James Brown reject for real. Now, listen, she's concerned. She continue to talk about right wing, but let's look at what the left wing have been doing to this country, okay? She's talking about what somebody gonna do. Let's look at what they're already doing, the left wing is already doing right now to destroy this country, okay? I looked at the true insurrection that took place back in 2017 up there in D.C. whenever President Donald J. Trump was being sworn in. I saw the left out there busting out the windows and doing it, all of the different damnable things that they were doing. They had weapons out there, okay? We all saw that going down. She say absolutely nothing about that. And when I sit there and I see her on the screen want to down someone else, she is one of the biggest threat to humanity and to the American people, especially to the Black community. How long have her old behind been sitting there spreading like butter in Congress? How long have she been up there, huh? And can you name it one thing that she's done for the betterment of America? Absolutely nothing. Okay. So she's all talk and no action. And what they want to do, this is one thing that the Democrat rats and these deep state snake Republicans love to do. They love to blame other people and push out and project other things on other people, basically on what they're doing right now. This is what they're doing and they want to blame others for it. That's exactly what's going. That's what's going on. So, you know, she want to talk about somebody up there in the hills. Let's look at the people that's down there in the basements having a little Ku Klux Klan meetings to push all of this different stuff,
you know,
on the will of the people. Let's look at the WHO. Is anybody talking about that? How the Democrats want to sell out our sovereignty to the WHO. Is anybody talking about that? Let's talk about this Christian Mike Johnson. He's selling out America from the rooter to the tooter, and don't nobody want to say nothing about that, but everybody want to stay stuck on Trump. Well, we have a comparison, Will. We have Trump's America versus Joe Biden's nightmare. Now, it's your choice. Do you want to continue to pay high prices at the grocery stores? Do you want to continue to pay high gas prices? Can't even get a mortgage under Jim Crow Joe Biden. Do you want to continue for him to mandate that you get jabbed like a pin cushion? Huh? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Or do you want a Trump's America where everything was peaceful? There was no war. Ooh, don't get me started.
No, you can't afford to get some food. No, you're on fire.
Can't afford to get gas. Yes. And I can go on and on and on.
You know, and she's the same one that went on there and said, every time you see someone in Trump's cabinet, approach them, attack them. She's the same one, right? So you're spot on. She's the Democrat Party. They're the ones that's pushing all the racism that we see in the country. They have I call them trans Tifa, these little boys that's in the basement. And now that they're attacking everybody, and all it is that the Klan, instead of them having on white hoods, they change it for these black masks that they put on.
Come on.
Right? That's all they are.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if you go down there in Joe Biden's basement, I'm pretty sure he already have his hood right there in the closet. just sitting right there waiting to put it on. Okay. Because when I look at all of these people, it makes me wonder if they ain't wearing a mask around here, because they got to clearly be out of their mind. Something is controlling these people to be okay with what they're doing in our country, for them to be okay with that. Let's look real quick at even down to abortions. This is the same party that advocates for women to kill their babies, their unborn babies, all right, even after birth. But now if JoJo down the street kill his baby right after the baby is born, JoJo going to jail.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But these are the same people that advocates for, but then when they bring in these illegal aliens into our country to replace Black people especially, but to replace Americans, guess what? They want to say, oh, there's not enough babies being born here. We have no one to pick the vegetables. This is the same party that is the party of racism, of racism, of slavery, of the KKK, and of the white supremacists, okay? So when she talk about the white people, she need to look at her own camp, all right? And it really infuriates me to even see some white people want to talk about white supremacists, and they white and Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Can you stick around for the next segment? Because you're
sure
on fire. I want to do this. Okay, so don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back. More with Silk when we come back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's get back to this lovely young lady on fire. Silk, thank you so much again for sticking around. Now, right before we went to the break, you were talking about how abortion, you know, I mean, they're killing, and they're mainly killing the Black children in this country. And ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, the population of the Black community was around 13.5%. And now there's been a report I saw not too long ago where it's up to 16.7%. And the Democrats, they're furious about this because there's too many black people now in America. It's the only reason why I see why they're furious about it. Do you see a shift in this country? Because people are seeing what they're doing to President Trump, and I'm going to lay it out. You got these fraudulent indictments, four fraudulent indictments, 91 fraudulent charges against Trump, and then these fraudulent civil suits. And then ultimately they got a mugshot of President Trump. Do you see a shift? Because all of this that they're doing to President Trump, the objective is to get you and I and everybody else to stop supporting Trump. Why is that not working for them?
Because what they're doing to President Donald J. Trump is resonating, especially with the black man. Okay. Ooh. See, the black man knows what it feels like and what it looks like to be railroaded by the system. Uh-huh. And so what they see them doing to Trump, bringing him up on these bogus charges where there is no crime has been committed. There is no victim, but you want to take and prosecute him. What they're truly doing is persecuting him because there is no crime. You want to make things look a certain way and try to throw all of these different charges to see which one sticks. That's what they have done to the black community for such a very long time.
Yep.
So people knows what it feels like and what it looks like. All right. So that's why it's resonating with, especially with the black community. It's resonating with all Americans. Okay. And right. Then another thing within the black community, all of these illegal aliens are just being let into the country and being placed into a lot of the black communities. Black people realize they're being replaced and they don't understand that all of this money that these people can find out of thin air for the cause
yes.
of having illegal aliens.
Yes.
But whenever black people for the black causes within the communities, oh, we have no money, we have no funds. And so black people are saying, wait a minute now, my nana been here all of these doggone yep. years, done paid all these taxes right here. And you can't help them out. We got homeless people in the community. Oh, you can't help them out, but you can bring somebody from another country to come over here. And open up the hotels, open up the schools, the buildings that we've been wanting to open up for our own community. You say, we can't do that. But then you can turn around, look me in my face and say, we're going to allocate all of these billions of dollars to house the newcomer.
Yeah. And then I see a lot of these same black people that are now rightfully complaining about the illegals coming into the country, taking up the resources and, you know, the tax dollars going straight to them.
Yeah.
They used to vote for the Democrat ticket and they were screaming up before this happened. So they were screaming for reparations. No. So they were like, wait a minute, we're not getting our reparations. We were screaming for it. And now all of a sudden, like you just mentioned, out of thin air, they get all this money from somewhere and it's going right to these illegals. People have broken the law. And they're just getting all the funding. They're getting the hotels. They're getting the money. They're building new hotels for these illegals, building new housing for these illegals. And yet we got, like you mentioned, we have homeless on the street. They're not doing anything. If you have if you're associated with American, you have an American birth certificate, you come last, right?
They're giving these people our American dream is what they're giving
yes.
to these people. These people don't even have to work for it. Now, let me tell you something about that border. They broke the first law. All right. When they cross that border illegally. All right. Title 8, Code 1324 states that it's illegal to aid and abet an alien. All right. They don't. The law don't call these people migrants. OK, they call them aliens. That means we don't know who these people are. All right. So they broke the first law whenever they did that. Now, if JoJo down the street, when we break the law, what we giving y'all? Three hots and a cop behind a locked cell block. All right. After we've taken our mugshot.
Yep.
But you got these illegal aliens. You giving them free food. You giving them free housing. You're giving them clothes. You're giving them free money. And they hadn't even paid not one dime in 2 hour systems.
Nothing.
But you're giving them all of the welfare. This is, it's ridiculous. Then when I just venture over into our J Sisters, you got J Sisters locked up because you said they trespassed. When we got illegal aliens trespassing in our country,
yes,
every single day, and you're going to give them a bus ride or a plane ticket to wherever they want to go.
And then yes, $10,000 on a credit card, free health care, housing. Yes. They're getting all of this, and some of them are even getting new vehicles.
Listen,
some of them are getting.
You want to raise my medical? You want to raise my health care up from $400 to over $2,000? Oh no. When I got the bill, I politely called them and say, cancel everything. Ooh. Honey, I'm gonna be responsible for my own health. And if I have to come and see y'all at the hospital, then what's gonna happen? If I run up a bill, I pay you $5 a month. That's how that's gonna go down. I refuse to fund this. And it's a doggone shame that our congressmen, our senators, our government is funding this stuff. Our Republican Congress is funding this stuff. What they need to do is shut down the border. And I say, just dismantle all of Congress and the Senate, because they ain't doing nothing for the people.
Nothing. Let me ask you this. Because President Trump in New York, and they're trying to, and President Trump, he's exercising his First Amendment rights. He's not a criminal. Right. He's an American citizen, but they're trying to shut him up. And now they're saying, you know, they're suggesting that he should just pay $10,000 every Monday because he's going to continue using his free speech. But the judge is saying that it's not working by constantly hitting him with these charges. What do you think could happen if the judge says, OK, we find you a contempt of court, we're going to put President Trump in jail? Do you think, just tell me what your viewpoint on that, if that happens.
If that happened, he's going to go even higher in the polls. People are going to be really, truly outraged for the simple fact you put a gag order on an American citizen who has a First Amendment right, huh? And no other law, no other rule is supposed to supersede the Constitution. He has a constitutional right to speak his free speech. Now, when you have him sitting there trying to project and make it look like he's some type of criminal, he also have a right to defend himself. Okay. And what's wrong with him defending himself? Then what is this gag order really truly about? What is it that you don't want the American people to see? What is it that you don't want the American people to know? Because I found out what a gag order is supposed to do is to keep you from telling certain things that are secret, that is private. Guess what? Everything he's talking about is public.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in the public sphere. Everything that President Trump is speaking about.
Yep.
It's already public information. So what is it that you're trying to hide from we, the American people? And see, President Donald J. Trump, I know my man got this, honey. My man knows exactly what he is doing. So let him continue to do it. Because the more that they take and try to prosecute him and stop him and block him, the higher he continues to go. Period.
Yeah.
And he's getting it from every angle, not just the black community, the white community. He's getting it from the Hispanic community. He's getting it from all communities. Why? Because we know what it feels like to be prosecuted and to be just told you got to do it this way or else. And then it makes me want to even look at the judges. Who are they? Are they really, truly judges?
You know,
just think about it. Ooh, honey,
yeah,
we can go.
You know, you're so on fire. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm just going to pray that enough people in this country wake up, and enough people, because President Trump said too big to rig. And the way they're doing President Trump, you just mentioned it, black people across the country, they're seeing what they're doing to him and how they're shutting him down. And I've seen video after video after video of black people saying, this is not right. They're treating him like they treat us. So they're making him out. I mean, they're helping him every time they do this. It's like watching Wile E. Coyote and a Roadrunner. Every single time they set these traps and it just backfire them every time. So Silk, I want to say thank you so much for coming on and having this discussion with me. Can you tell everyone how they can find you again? Because you're here. You're on frankspeech.com every night at 10 p.m., correct? 9 p.m.
Yes.
Central, Monday through Friday. Is that the only place people can find you? or where else can you find?
Most definitely, you all know I'm on social media. It's still under Diamond and Silk, and Diamond and Silk is the brand, and I'm still continuing on with the brand. And listen, you all, we have to make this thing too big to rig. We have to overvote their cheat, and we have to outrun their runway. That's what we're going to have to do in this next election. We got this, but we have to overvote the cheat. But thank you so much, Will.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing to have you with me. Thank you so much, and an honor.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Okay, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
All right, everybody, let me tell you about something. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will the red-hot inflation continue? Will the interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. And the Feds, they are completely incapable of fixing the issues. Like millions of Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? Well, I spoke to our friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner at Frank Speech and Lindell TV. And after speaking to so many different companies, they partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k and your IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings, and a service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help get your money backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today at 800-200-GOLD for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. All right, everybody, let me share this with you as well. Go ahead and make this full screen. Look at this. This is out of Chicago. The Chicago's teacher union, right? And every time I see this, I think of CTU, like counter-terrorist unit, but it's not. Is negotiating a new contract with public school systems and is understood to be calling for an extra $50 billion to pay for wage hikes, as well as other demands such as fully paid abortions for its members, newly immigrant services, faculties, facilities, and a host of LGBT-related requirements and training in school. I mean, really? This was on FoxNews.com. They're actually pushing this. What is $50 billion? Why does that need to go to anything that's LGBT in schools? Why is LGBT even in schools? It should be away from schools. And then they're going to do free abortions for all of their members.
I mean, the price tag is ridiculous.
$50 billion.
You said $50 million.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, it's billion. And even our switchboard operator, who's quite young, is like, billion? And I'm like, yeah, it's a billion. That's actually a real number. Remember, Chicago is already broke. They're already trying to move services around to accommodate the huge illegal population that they have that's infiltrated their city. And they really think that that's in the budget? What? I mean, this is what a liberal administration, a liberal organization thinks. They think the money's endless, that it's just going to come up for the greater good, for the, you know, you're going to meet our needs, right? You're going to do what you have to do.
It's just a point, right? And I agree with you. It's just a point that they're wanting to introduce $50 billion to help their members get abortions.
Yep, 100% abortion care.
$50 billion for the LGBT targeting children in school. We're talking about schools.
Yeah.
We're talking about children. This perversion has no place in schools. Leave the kids alone. And they're wanting $50 billion so they can just drill it into the kids as much as possible. If I was a parent in Chicago and I know that they're pushing this perversion onto my child, I would pull my kid out immediately.
I would
have to suffer the... Look, how important... And a lot of parents don't pull their kids out because they say, well, I got to go to work. I can't afford to do it. How important is your child to you?
Well, Austin just had a whole bunch of school board positions that they voted for this past Saturday, and the Democrats blew the Republicans out of the water.
In Austin, Texas.
Yep. They literally, it's like all Democrat now. And the thing is the people don't, it's like they don't know what they're voting for, right? Until it's too late. And this is really disgusting. It's disgusting. I don't understand how people are voting for this crap, because their asks are so bold.
It's demonic.
Look at this next slide here,
Will. Let's put the next one on full screen. Go ahead.
You know, it says the leaked demands, of course, 100% for abortion care, 100% coverage for fertility, and full coverage for storage of embryos and other frozen storage needs. Give me a break. And then it says the union also wants to earmark $2,000 to be given to each migrant student to help with academics, transportation, and mental counseling. And they want the union of the 646 public schools to have a newcomer liaison for all these illegal immigrants flooding the school district.
I mean, just my goodness. You know, I looked in the comments here and I see Billy says, yeah, Texas is being taken. You know, when I was in California, there was hope that California wasn't going to go as far as it's gone. But California is just completely gone. And now here in the state of Texas, you know, you hear the expression, don't mess with Texas. And the Democrats hear that and they're like, OK, well, we really got to target Texas now. And they're coming after kids.
And you know what? This is what they do.
Targeting children.
They go after these small positions, school board positions, you know, positions that people really don't want. That's how the Democrats always infiltrate.
Then they build up these votes because those are the people that go in and vote for these little policies.
And people don't pay attention to school board positions. Because
these votes that take place are not votes that end up on a ballot.
Right.
It's the people that work in these different positions. They all end up having a vote. And that's why it's extremely important that people get involved in their local politics.
Yep.
Even from 100%. Even if there's a position like, well, what does this position do? Democrats will fight for that position. Why? Because that position means a vote in the policies that they're pushing. That's what it means. And that's the reason why they fight for it. And then they try to keep some of these positions not even in the public eye. Trying to make it where no one even is aware of these positions because they want to fill them.
Yep.
If they fill all the positions with demonic Democrats, and then when it comes time to vote for these little policies, just like it happened here in the state of Texas in Austin, no one can stop it because they vote on it. They vote on it. They don't put the vote to the people, so they get to push this perversion. This is such a demonic time. I mean, evilness has been around for a long time, but these people... They've taken the whole thing about being evil to the next level. They've taken it to the next step. They're beyond. When they're targeting children with all the sexual perversion, they don't hide the fact that this is what they're doing. And then they try to convince all of us that the sexual perversion that they're pushing on the children is just education for children. I remember one time I went down to Austin because it was an event down there and people were down there protesting against these perverts targeting children. And I actually had a conversation with one of these perverts and he said, we need to teach the children about sexuality because if we don't teach it to them, somebody else will. Your perversion doesn't need to be taught to these kids. And they go, then they make up the excuse, well, they'll just get on the internet. Well, let them get on the internet. They don't need you. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember this. I'll never forget it. When kids would go, and probably some of y'all can relate to this. Some of y'all can relate to this, that going to the, you know, you go to the store. You remember going to the convenience store, a little gas station, whatever, and then you find a section with the Playboy back there. Kids would do that.
Yeah, well, now, just to wrap this up, they ask for a host of other social justice provisions, including they want workers and educators to be trained annually in LGBTQ issues. It's a qualification. It has to be in their job description. The union wants to mandate one gender neutral bathroom for every single school. And the board wants to adopt policies that will prohibit any member from being compelled to tell parents when a student rejects his or her sex. This is part of their teacher contract. Some of the stuff has no place in there. They do it because it leaves the parents out. They're locking the parents out. They're not taking this to the school board meetings where the parents get to have their insight. This is wrong. This is what a liberal group does.
This is a liberal agenda, 100%.
Sickening.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Look at how they're indoctrinating children, right? And can you imagine if there was all these children were out here holding a sign that says, make America great again, leave the kids alone. Just imagine if the children were holding a sign like that. You would have CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CBS, you know how I'm always saying it, the Alphabet Network Soup Group. Every last one of them would be complaining about the children holding a sign that says, make America great again. These leftists would be telling everybody, saying, oh my goodness, they're teaching these children about white supremacy, these right wingers. But here in this case, when they're talking about free Palestine, when there is no Peter's, no Palestine. And then they're saying Zionists have got to go. Next, they're going to, I mean, they also have the children saying from the river to the sea. And that only means one thing. This is the exact same thing that Stalin did, Mao Zedong, Hitler. They always use children. They've, every last one of them use children for their agenda. Because a lot of people go, oh my goodness, it's the children. We got to follow the children. The children know what's best. The children know best. They've done this repeatedly, and it's the same thing happening over again. And of course, you have the leftists in this country that's following right into that trap all over again. And we're doing it on purpose.
And, you know, I have to say, this has to be contributing to the stress that they're putting on these poor children. You know, social justice, LGBT issues, all these things are being pushed on these young children.
And they don't even know what that they're marching for.
They don't understand. It doesn't impact their life. Their world, as innocent as it is at this point. Look at this, Will. This article was on U.S. News. It says medical costs for kids' mental health has jumped up 31% in the past 5 years. Since Joe Biden was running for office and came into office, mental costs have skyrocketed because these are what social justice issues do to people. These people 31% feel like,
in the past 5 years. This is basically ever since Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, they were pushing this perversion before Trump went out of office, but 31%. Now, I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's sad because it just shows. And then there's an article on Political Co that goes, well, we don't know why this is happening.
They don't know why it's happening.
Look at how.
Wait a minute. Politico should be fact checked on that, saying that they don't know why. Because Politico will actually go on and fact check people on Facebook because they've done it. They've done it to me. They've done it to multiple people. And they're going to have the nerve to sit there and say they don't know why this is happening to children. Why children are having these issues right now. Why they're going through all these mental problems right now is because the perversion that the left has been pushing onto kids.
And you know what? Well, I think it's even different when you bring your child versus you make them participate. They're giving those kids a megaphone and say this, right?
Well,
those
kids, it goes both ways.
And holding these signs up, right? I mean, they're making them participate and say things. And that's one way to indoctrinate kids.
Yes.
That's a way to brainwash them.
Yeah. And so let me change it up, because all this is related, because they're having these kids out there marching for the free Palestine and talking about Zionists have got to go. They don't even know what they're saying. They don't even know why they're saying it. Well, listen to Fire Marshal Bill. Fire Marshal Bill said that he actually talked to a whole bunch of Jewish people at these college campuses, and that the media, they're making this out to be more than what it actually is.
I also met with so-called pro-Israel students when I was there, just to hear about the anti-Semitism that they have experienced. And they told me it has been minimum. It has been overblown by the media. Mm. We have been uncomfortable, but we don't feel unsafe.
Where does he get that from? And then you just mentioned in the beginning of it, he says the so-called Israel supporters.
First of all, he didn't talk to all of them. He talked to one little small group.
And you know what? The group he talked to were probably liberal Jewish people that's out there screaming free Palestine.
And listen, if there was some black people that said they felt uncomfortable in a space, they would say it's because of racism. How dare you make them feel uncomfortable? We should all feel safe. This is the, you know what I mean? They would be yelling at the fact that they felt uncomfortable. But because some Jewish people feel uncomfortable, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. We're blowing it all out of proportion. We have seen reports where people have been hit. We saw one Jewish girl that was beat down so much she was unconscious.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's just one, two, or three people that are hurt. You need to call that out. By doing that, he minimalizes what other people have experienced.
Exactly. You remember, these are the same people that were saying that they had to create a safe space for people, for wokeism. They had to create a safe space for black people. These are the same group of people, Fire Marshal Bowman and the rest of them, that were saying that they needed an all-black dorm, right? No white people can go into the dorm. And even to some of the school cafeterias, that there were sections in the school cafeterias that white people could not go in. But then they turn around and said that, oh, everything is fine. The media was blowing it out of proportion. It's not bad. It's not as bad as they were saying. Well, let me ask this question. Because the only reason why violence showed up at these colleges is because of these big donors that's pushing for it. And you've all heard the story about these tents that were popping up all at these college campuses, and how they were uniform, how they were all the same. And someone is pouring money into it. Well, they're saying that actually it was BlackRock pouring money into it, and it was actually George Soros pouring money into it. Listen to this on the Communist News Network as they're talking about the money that's being poured into these groups. And this was on the Communist News Network. And of course, don't even want to answer the question about exactly where the money coming from, because if they actually do that, then they're getting to the root cause of the problems that we're seeing in the country.
Politico has a story out this morning noting that a lot of the multimillionaires and billionaires funding the most explicitly anti-Israel groups, ones that think Israel has no right to exist, that are active on campuses, that these groups are funded by big Biden donors, the Pritzkers, the Gateses, George Soros, David Rockefeller Jr. Should they stop funding these groups? Are they causing unrest for the American people?
Let me stop it really quick. I'm surprised he actually listed off these groups that are making billions of dollars from the chaos that's happening in the United States of America. Billions of dollars. They're making money. So the simple question would be that, yes, the federal government actually should be investigating into all of these groups that's pouring money into the chaos that we're seeing in the United States of America. They're causing disruption. And why? What is their end game for doing that? What do they have to set out to gain by causing the chaos in the United States of America? They're funding all of this. Why is this happening? There should be an investigation in that. This is what he should be saying, the guy that he's talking to. That's how he should be responding to this. Well, listen to how he responds to this. It's typical.
Well, let me say this. I think that everybody, as the president has said, needs to kind of get focused in on the very core principles of what our Constitution allows and what our Constitution protects. And that is this. Everybody has a right to protest, but they have to protest peacefully. If they're protesting violently, That has to end. There's no place for that. There's no place for anti-Semitism. There's no place for Islamophobia.
Okay, so what about the big donors just pouring money into all of this chaos? What about that? That's the question. And of course, he deflects from answering that. Doesn't want to talk about that because then he has to talk about George Soros. There's a video, and we played it last week, where it was Pennsylvania. And members of Congress was there in Pennsylvania talking about the crime that's taking place. And one of the questions, or not questions, Matt Gaetz was actually bringing up evidence that was being reported in the local newspaper there about George Soros pouring money into these corrupt DAs.
Yep.
And it's not just in Pennsylvania, it's throughout the country. He was just reading the headlines of the newspapers there reporting about it. And Jerry Nadler got furious. He was angry about the fact that Matt Gaetz actually hit the nail on the head. They don't want you to know this.
He told him, you're being anti-Semitic for bringing up Soros.
I'm like, what?
And Matt Gaetz is like, I'm not even talking about his religion. What are you talking about?
He was just reading the articles. He was reading the headlines of the articles that were being reported in Pennsylvania. And it's not just Pennsylvania, it's throughout the country. George Soros has been known to destroy countries. There's some countries that George Soros can never, ever set foot in because they will automatically put him in jail, automatically put him in prison. I don't know why the United States of America would allow George Soros to operate at all. His family should not be able to operate any business at all in the United States of America. If they want to do this communist corruption, let him go to Canada. Right? Let him go to Canada. He should not be able to participate in anything here in America. Before we run out of time, I'm going to play one more for you. This is Gruesome Newsom out of California. He says that they pull in $150 billion, but yet he's doing this video at the top of the Golden Gate Bridge begging you to go visit California. I'm looking in the comments. Is there anybody that's going to go visit California? Let me know.
So I'm up here on the iconic Golden Gate Bridge, a testament to America's greatness, California's greatness, and we couldn't be more proud to announce today record-breaking tourism numbers in the state of California.
Record-breaking tourism in the state of California. So why is he on the top of the Golden Gate Bridge here begging for you and I to go visit California? I'm not going ever. I don't have a reason to go back. California was beautiful, but the Democrats have destroyed it. But why is he asking? Are you going to go?
Over $150 billion of tourism spend, unprecedented in our state's history. If you haven't had the chance to see the magnificence, the beauty of our great state, it's time to visit California.
Yeah, and my switchboard operator goes, the only reason why it's that much because everything is expensive.
That's exactly it.
Everything has gone up.
There was an article that came out.
Gas in the Northern California is like $8 a gallon.
They came out with a response to Gavin Newsom's video, right?
Oh, really?
And they said basically the reason why everything up, and he's not talking about numbers as far as people coming. It's actually numbers as far as how much people spent. It's actually because everything's more expensive that it seems like it's up. When you take inflation into account, overall tourism in California is down 14%.
Except for the illegals.
Except for the illegals, right? I guess that could be tourism. I guess that could be tourism. But you're right, Will. If it's so great and wonderful in California, why do you have to pander like this, right? I mean, he's basically saying, come to California. It's so great.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to do a video.
We know
he's
people
doing a video, and I mean, anyone watching the video with Gruesome Newsom, why in the world would you go there in the first place?
Yeah, I just had a talk to a friend the other weekend that went back to California. They live here in Texas, and she said, I regret it every time because there are tents and people just homeless all over the streets. California is not the same.
It is not the same. It is absolutely not the same. I don't know if I can set foot back in California because they want me to pay taxes from a time I didn't live there. How does that work? Yes, you heard me correctly. They want me to pay for taxes when I didn't live there. Not going to happen. All right, everybody. Absolute Truth with Emeril Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. God bless. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.